who else is in complete breach of show violation?
Day two of
same goddamn shirt. And that's one of two violations.
I'm going to say this right now for y'all.
Hold on, let me periscope.
Go ahead, y'all. And I'm looking at you, Eddie Bauer.
Look at me.
Yeah. What did I wear yesterday?
What did I wear yesterday?
I don't know, because you have a fantastic array of clothes in your closet.
Yesterday I had a gray pullover. This is a blue.
One at a time. You go ahead. You got yesterday we came in here and you were wearing my Uncle Joe's shirt from 1987.
Fantastic.
That's
shirt.
Too big on you. And it was like the greatest thing in the world that you got from your brother, who is the same exact size as you but a little less fatter.
He didn't
fit in it. So you took it even though it's still too big on you, and you wore it 2 days in a row.
I did. And I got home yesterday, took it off, spritzed it with some Febreze.
No. You spritz it with that disgusting cologne that you have, because as soon as you walk by me, I smell it. But what was the rule? Good. You're not allowed to wear that disgusting cologne in here.
I didn't wear it in here. I had to spray my shirt so that it would smell good.
Why don't you wash your shirt?
Or change your shirt.
It was 2 days that it's been, so I'm not going to wash it over
2 days?
A day.
I didn't sweat it. You wore the same shirt yesterday.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic
you
shirt.
It's disgusting.
That is a lie that he did not sweat in it, because we went to the Thai place next door and he had the spiciest
sweat
thing
while he
on.
Ate.
It was dripping from his forehead.
Yeah. No, it was not dripping from my forehead, Robert.
Okay. It was dripping from
moist
your forehead.
On my forehead, if anything.
Listen to me.
It was dripping from my
you
nose.
You are a disgusting violator.
You're
the kid in school. If we were in school and you saw a kid wear the same shirt 2 days in a row.
He's poor.
That not just poor. Disgusting.
Dirty.
No,
like
that's disgusting.
Parents don't care about you. Get out the hall.
No, you're fine. You
the microphone
pants?
Is set up in the
Stop
hall.
It. I'm not going out
you're
there.
You're deflecting.
I refuse.
You wore the same shirt. Yeah, I have bowel issues, so obviously sometimes maybe I poop my pants. This
but
guy,
you haven't done it in here.
Yeah, it's not an actual
no,
decision.
Carmen, stop
it.
He made a conscious decision to wear the same shirt
Absolutely.
2 days in a row. And
not only that, but to violate the number one rule by dousing in that disgusting 1970s Chico and the Man cologne that you're wearing.
Fantastic.
It's
Should
not.
I go home?
Do you
guys
microphone
in the hall.
It's offensive. It's offensive to my nostrils.
I will go home.
I'm with Galvin. I would rather you sit in the hall.
I'll go home, though.
I don't know.
I'd
rather you sit in the hall.
You don't want to have sex with threesomes with me. You don't want to burn me in a fire.
You make enough money now. You're a full-time employee here.
Loaded.
And you do gigs.
All
and you do
time.
Endorsements. You make enough money here. I have to put your salary. I'm going to guess, and I'm not going to say, just
right.
shy of $100,000 a
oh
year.
Oh, my God. So shy of that.
And you going to tell me that if the worst comes to worst, you should go to Walmart and buy a six-pack of Hanes black T-shirts and wear one of those every
no.
day.
No, I love this shirt. This is a fantastic shirt.
No, listen to me. It is. I'm making a rule. You cannot wear dirty clothes in here anymore.
This is not dirty.
That is dirty.
This
you didn't wash. You wore it yesterday, and you didn't wash
you
it.
You don't have to wash.
Yes, you do. Febreze is not a way of washing.
There's
Febreze goes on
cologne.
A carpet when
what
you
is
spill
that
milk on it.
What is that called?
That's called a Puerto Rican shower.
Get out in the hall.
No, yeah. Don't make. You can't
microphones
make.
Out in the hallway.
I'm telling you right now.
Fine, I'll go out in the hall. Can I finish? Can I finish typing real quick?
No.
Someone's
if you cared enough about your job,
cryptograph,
you would have done everything the right way.
You can bring your phone. Type it on your phone.
Fine, I will type on my phone. Have a nice day, everybody.
No, you're not leaving. You're going to work from the hall.
Yeah, I'm going out there.
In fact, move whatever chair you have or whatever so to the window where I could see you. So that
you
if
still
I need
look
to,
at me from there?
No, I need to motion you in here to get
are
me
you
something.
Are you going to do it nicely or are you going to be mean to me all day?
Man,
he's
gonna
really?
Be mean.
How would
be
you
mean
let
to
go
me.
Sit in your living room?
Fine.
I'm more surprised that he makes $100,000 a year.
Shy,
that
very
work.
Shy of.
Just shy of 100 grand. You have to think of it. When his salary, he's got to make about $65,000 a year in his salary. Then with endorsements and he gets...
$65,000 a year?
Yeah, I think you're a little off
that's
on that.
That's how much he's worth?
Listen to me. You think... No, I didn't say it was worth it.
You're the one who helped him cut the deal.
Hold on.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. I don't talk money in this place with anybody but me. I don't even talk about my money. Tony Burton does.
What are you talking about? Do you remember 2 months ago when we had that uproar of who makes what?
No. I know, but what I'm saying is I don't negotiate the money. I don't ever talk... I don't ever go to Keith and say... The allotted budget for this show is $2.2 million, and here's what this guy should get. Never. I'm never.
Right.
My only argument was, hey, this guy's been here a long time. He should be full-time.
Guess who's part of the $0.2 million?
So I don't want to have anything to do with that. And what was I talking about?
Spanish is $100,000 a year salary.
So I know that a full-time employee here that's been here for a couple of years with health benefits and all that stuff, he's got to make about $65,000, $70,000 a year. And then he's got Hush, and he's got Bright House and
Taco Bus
and all these endorsements.
You are so far off. You realize that, right?
No. I think everybody else thinks they're far off because nobody wants to understand what anybody makes in here. That's the problem.
I'm fully aware of what I make. If he makes $65,000 a year, that blows my mind.
But he's been here for a long time.
Is that more or less than you, Rob?
Oh, way more. Way more than me.
Rob's not even been here a year.
I understand. I'm not complaining. Believe me. I'm not complaining. That blew my mind that you said he makes $100,000 a year.
Just
not
shy.
That he doesn't deserve it. He works very hard. I just didn't think he was making that kind of money.
Oh, plus, I don't think he deserves it.
Plus, he gets side money from Cowhead TV all the time, from all the side projects he does. Yeah, I'm saying as a whole.
No.
Everything. Oh, I know. Trust me, I know.
No.
I've gone over his finances with him. I've saved him from bankruptcy before.
Brittany said she will drive back to the station and bring Spanish a clean shirt.
Anything to get Brittany back to
the station. Yeah, I just want to look at it. Yeah.
How about we just have Brittany come in and sit there
just
and
fine. Spanish. I would leave Spanish in the hall and let Brittany sit here. And I don't even care if she knows what Spanish does. She could just sit here the whole time.
She can sit there and pound on the keyboard.
She could be the court stenographer of the show.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think he does? Dear Diary. I've never seen anybody write on a keyboard as much as he does.
No, he's got to write down the daily sheet so that other shows don't cover the same topics we do in the morning.
Stop it.
But
yeah,
then people, but nobody else checks that. So that's
And you can write that by hand. You can write it by hand and then write, like, bullet points. He's writing a book. And then Carmen said, I do the makeup first and then the eyes last. And then she laughed when she did it.
That's
and
very
her hair
important, though.
Blew back to the side.
Just make a couple of notes.
Yeah.
Can we make him take this shirt off? I'll let him come back in here if he takes his shirt off.
Oh, just sits there topless.
Spanish, can you hear me?
What?
If you take the shirt off, I'll allow you to come back
in
here.
Okay, for sure.
No, that was too... You should have faked it a little bit.
I'm taking it off right now.
You can take it off, but you're still sitting in the hallway.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Yeah, good. Take it off. Yeah, and throw it in here.
The shirt's contaminated.
No,
throw it outside.
I'm destroyed. Okay. Do I have matches? I'll set it on fire right now.
Throw
it over here.
Back in here with you guys.
No, put the shirt there. Now you go back out in the hall. Go back in the hall. You and those two salamis on your chest. Get out of here.
Grief.
Oh, my God. Spanish, hold on. Get on the microphone. Be honest with me, okay? Can you hear me?
Kinda.
Prop the door open a little bit so you can hear me. There's a little kickstand on the door. Now sit down. Sit in your seat, dirty. Sit in your seat, ham boobies. On our friendship, okay? On our friendship. When's the last time you took a shower?
Yesterday.
I don't believe you.
Oh, my God, dude. I took a shower yesterday.
Like yesterday morning before you came here?
No, like yesterday after I took off that delightful shirt and then I had to take a shower because I was dripping from my forehead from the Thai food.
We went to the Thai restaurant yesterday next door, Jack Talk Thai. And Spanish got his spicy at level 12.
Level 12.
And he began sweating from his forehead immediately.
Yeah, and sweat through his shirt.
Right.
And then went home and sprayed cologne on it as the sweat dried.
Thank you. Probably Febreze and cologne. The only article of clothing I've ever Febreze and then put on was my flip-flops because they got caught in the water and they stank a little bit.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, Spanish, and today I'm pretty sure it might be one of those days where I think I might have wore this shirt earlier in the week because I have 19 Yankee shirts and I never look on the back to see who I'm wearing.
Understandable.
The other day I walked in Olivero's office and he goes, oh, Sabathia. And I go, I believe it's Teixeira today. I'm not really sure. I don't look. But I go every morning and I pick it from a clean pile of clothes in my laundry.
Right.
So it's very likely that I wore something on Monday and on Tuesday it was already in the clean pile. You don't have a clean pile.
I don't.
You have a less dirty pile.
That shirt is so clean.
That stops when you're in college.
No, that shirt is clean.
That stops when you're in college.
That is a nice summer shirt. That's my summer uniform.
Yeah, you should wear it some of the time.
By the way, speaking of college, there are college freshman girls right now that are so jealous of Spanish boobies. They're like, I hope mine come in like that.
They won't, ladies. Don't
Joey
wait for it.
Joey has a t-shirt for you.
Yeah.
What does he have?
It's a Cowhead TV t-shirt.
Great. Put it on.
Should he go wash himself in the sink first, though?
No, I can tell by his hair. He's gross.
No, but I'm saying wash off his stinky cologne stuff.
No, I'm going to throw that. I'm going to destroy that shirt.
No, don't destroy that
I'm
shirt.
Destroying
That's
that shirt.
That's a nice shirt. Don't destroy my shirt.
It's not a nice shirt.
That's got to be a violation of some type of law that we have.
You violated the first law by wearing that cologne today.
You can't make up laws.
I told you not to wear that cologne anymore.
He's telling you.
And
what
you wore the cologne. That's a girl's shirt.
This is a girl's shirt. That's and not I'm excited to wear it because I'm a lady.
Yeah, well, you got ladies' boobs, Caitlin.
I'm telling you right now, if anybody spent more than $12 on that shirt, they got ripped off.
Yeah, that's one of those shirts you buy at the Dilla Dalla. You can't wear that shirt. Look at you. Look at you. He's sweating trying to get in this. Look, he knocked his glasses off. Get out of here. You're not getting this shirt.
I thought this was the deal with the shirt.
No, I want you back in the hall. I don't want that near me.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Oh, my God, look at you.
Come on.
You are disgusting.
I brought you a lighter in case you still wanted to go through with that.
I have a feeling, though, that if I light that on fire, it's going to light sprinklers off.
It will light everything on
fire.
Put
it in the trash can.
No,
you'll be fine. I'm an engineer.
No, you know what I want to do? I want to go put it in the shredder.
Okay, we can do that. I just ran all the way down and grabbed that lighter.
I'm sorry. I want to put it in the shred. I bet you if I light that, if I light the flame near that shirt, it'll go up in flames just from the gas alone.
We can go outside and do it.
No, I don't know. I think I'd rather put it in the shredder. I want to shred it. Spanish, don't give me the death eyes. You do not need the shirt. Say it. Say, I do not need that shirt.
I really like that shirt.
Say, I do not need that shirt.
I don't need the shirt, but I like the shirt.
Say, I want you to I want you to help me by destroying that shirt.
I want you to help me by destroying.
Should we have a tug of war?
I like that I have to say that.
No, I'm afraid you'll knock me over today.
Let's have a tug of war.
Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm going to destroy the shirt, but I'm going to do it for the good of the people.
Can you destroy some of the shirt so I can slab it?
What are you going to do?
I like it.
What do you want? A piece of it?
Take the sleeves off.
It was a gift.
You want a piece of it like your goddamn Linus from the Peanuts walking around with a little piece of blanket?
It's like, you know, it's like a...
I don't know if that's Linus.
Who gave you the shirt?
My brother.
So what, is there a sentimental value?
No,
is your brother dead?
I don't have a lot of nice shirts.
But it wasn't.
This is not a nice shirt.
And that's wasn't a gift. It was accidentally bought for him and didn't fit and then just given to you.
I'm not fat enough for this shirt. Here you go, Spanish.
That's fine. I don't care.
Hey, it's a nice shirt.
Thank you, Carmen. It's a nice shirt.
Because all of his other shirts are just t-shirts. You know what I mean? So at least with this, he could, you know, if he put some jeans on it and actually made it look nice, he could wear it.
Yeah, but he already ruined it. The first day, he looked kind of nice. Now he wears it every day already, and it smells terrible.
It's just been 2 days, guys. It's just been 2 days.
This girl just called the shirt that you're wearing, I can't say it. She called it a big booby bitch shirt.
Yeah, she knows because she's a big booby bitch.
Listen to me. I'll let you choose. How do you want me to destroy the shirt? By fire or by shredding? You get to choose.
If we do it by fire, can I at least watch it happen?
I'll let you light it on fire.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I'll let you do it. That's the only way you'll learn. You will learn a lot. You will learn a hard lesson about, first of all, going against me. Rob, do you have to go to the bathroom by any chance?
No, why?
I was going to suggest you wipe with the shirt.
Oh, I can force myself.
No, thank you.
I just go in
your pants on command just to talk about it on air, so.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you the shirt back, and I'll just expect that you'll do the right thing.
So we're burning it together then?
I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna give it to you while you're wearing a big booby girl shirt. And just expect that you'll make the right decision.
Fine.
What is the right decision? Have you made it yet?
To destroy my shirt that I like from yesterday.
No, I mean, you do what you want to do.
I'm going to have frumpy fat all day because I'm going to be sulking and I'm going to be doing a lot of this.
Then maybe you should go home. Take your shirt with you.
I don't want to go home. I just want to wear my shirt have a nice day with my friends.
You didn't know that wearing this shirt today again 2 days in a row while it stinks like your horrible Mexican cologne was going to be a bad decision.
I thought you guys knew when I said it was my summer uniform that that's what was going to be happening.
There is an empty metal trash can on the stage right there.
Yeah, but I'm afraid that the sprinklers will go off.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, they won't.
No, they won't?
No.
Okay, doctor.
Yeah, they won't. They'll be fine.
I would like to believe you.
They won't.
I think they might.
No, it won't be that big. It won't be big enough.
How do you know? I got a cotton shirt here.
I have a feeling we can put that lighter right on that sprinkler and it won't go off.
I got a boy size extra large cotton shirt over here.
Yeah. That's a Kids R Us shirt.
Yeah.
Then let's make him go out back and burn it out in the parking lot.
I agree.
That's fine. Do it while it's dark out. Spanish?
Yeah.
You going to do the right thing?
I mean, I love this job, so yes.
You're not going to get fired.
Burn my shirt.
You can have your shirt back. You're not going to get fired over your shirt.
I'm happy to burn it. If that's what everybody wants for the good of the whoever.
Does everybody want that? Because the people on Periscope are chanting burn, burn, burn.
Well, that's shocking.
For show content value, I purely want it to be burnt.
God damn it.
I love Spanish. I don't want to burn it. personally.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think it even adds anything to the show. I just want Spanish to know he violated a rule that we stated for him when he wore that dumb cologne in here. We told him not to wear that cologne anymore. The morning he walked by me, I almost fell down.
Right.
And then he wore the same shirt 2 days in a row. And he didn't wash it.
This is not a
college radio station. This is a professional show. This is you're representing me right now. And they'll be like, hey, isn't that one of Calta's producers? Isn't he wearing the same shirt 2 days in a row? And doesn't he smell like a Mexican whore?
Now I'm wearing a big booby bitch shirt.
No, I'm guarantee you we have a better balance. In fact, here's how what I propose. Okay, you're a professional now.
Yeah.
You're making just shy of 100 grand. Yeah, you're representing me. You should wear a tie every day.
Yes.
What?
You should wear a button-down shirt with a collar and a tie every day. Step up into the professional world. If you didn't have this job, what would you be? You would be somewhere where you had to wear a shirt and tie every day, right?
I mean, I guess. I don't know what I would be doing. Probably nothing.
You'd be selling stuff in the mall.
And you should have to wear a hat that says Scoop on it.
No, I don't want you as a 1940s press agent.
Yes.
I want you to, as a professional member of this show, I want you to dress like a professional.
Question.
Yeah.
I only have one collared shirt.
I will buy you a new wardrobe.
All right, cool.
At Goodwill.
Will you teach me how to tie a tie?
What's that?
Will you teach me how to tie a tie?
Yeah, I'll even buy you those pre-tied ones that the kids in school wear.
Yeah, fine, you can be clip-on.
Whatever.
What am I, your father? I have to teach you how to tie a tie, too?
How do you not know how to tie a tie?
What do you mean, how do I not know how to tie a tie?
How many times have you seen me wear a tie in my life?
Once, I think.
Yeah.
Every cruise.
Guess who knows how to tie a tie?
Yeah.
I mean, I have the app. I could have just looked at the app.
I will tie them. I will pre-tie them for you. Like Miguel. Miguel. you like this shirt at all? Is this attractive to you? Not the one he's wearing, the one I'm holding.
No, it's cute. I like it. Yeah. It's like for a beach day.
Right, a beach day. Not 2 days in a row to work.
No, not two days in a row.
Should you wear any shirt 2 days in a row?
Never.
Thank you.
Never.
Thank you. And he's gay.
Ooh, you smell good.
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
no.
See?
You clearly like the smell of Mexican men's buttholes.
Miguel's very...
yeah.
Miguel's, totally I do.
Miguel's very horny in the morning. That doesn't count.
That's why it doesn't work. See, Spanish?
There you go.
See what you attract?
He liked it.
We should make you not wash and then go to the parade this week. You'll run around like that rabbit that runs around the Derby Lane dog track.
I would say to bury that shirt, but then I would fear that like all the dead people would come back to life and try and murder whoever buried the shirt.
Spanish, you are a grown man and you are representing me and all that I've worked for. By wearing the same shirt 2 days in a row, a new shirt, so everybody's noticing it.
Right.
2 days in a row without cleaning it and dousing it in your horrible smelling cologne. So you just look like a dirty dirtbag.
Okay.
Wow. How old are you now?
Strong words.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 28 in less than a month.
I mean, that's an adult. That's a man. You can have kids.
I could.
At this age. Okay.
Don't do it.
You're gross.
Don't.
So I'm taking this shirt away from you. And I'm going to destroy it so that you can't wear it.
Okay, fine.
But, why? You don't think I should?
No.
Why?
Because I think it's one of his only nice shirts he has.
But I am going to buy him shirts today.
Okay.
Okay? I will go to the store.
Can I go with you?
No. But I will buy you 5 shirts today that
All
you
right.
can wear.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That's a shirt for every day of the work week.
Yes.
And you could never wear a shirt 2 days in a row, no matter how much you like it.
Deal.
You should probably take Carmen with you.
That's fine.
Yeah, for real, though.
Yeah.
Also, dude, I think, what?
I want to go. Why can't I go?
Because you're terrible, and she's a girl, and she can pick out stuff that guys should wear.
Yeah.
Also, I still don't think that he has learned his lesson. I think you should have to wear that to Hush tonight.
No, I'm not wearing this tonight.
I wouldn't even do that. No, but you know what I want you to do?
What?
I want you to destroy that shirt.
Fine. I'll destroy the shirt. Just tell me how, and I'll do it.
Okay. What if he wins Sporkle, he gets the shirt back?
Oh, I like this.
If he wins Sporkle, he gets the shirt back. If he loses, we destroy it right now. If he loses, he has to destroy it immediately after losing.
Deal.
Why, okay. How am I going to destroy it, though?
Just paper shredder.
Rip it.
Paper shredder.
Yes.
Paper shredder so we can periscope it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so if he wins Sporkle, though, you get the shirt back.
Deal. Can I put it back on?
Yes. It's
your
shirt.
Are you messing me right now?
You win. You get the shirt back.
Okay.
But see what a dick you are?
What?
Right away, you still didn't learn your lesson. You want to put it back on.
Yeah.
You want to put it back on. Wearing.
I have two boxes filled with shirts in my office.
Can I
do
put
I not?
One of your shirts on? I don't want to just assume that I could take those.
Yes.
Okay, I'll put one of those on.
Oh, he just
he just
don't
gave
do
me
it.
The, he gave me that face.
I did not do that.
You're lucky all I can keep fine. Because either towels. Throw my wallet at you or throw paper towels at you.
You guys are dicks.
You better win, Sporkle. Let's do this. Here we go.
Had the same effect as it used to.
Why are you talking? What are you saying?
I said I wish AWOL Nation saw the same effect as it used to. Because Galvin did that.
Yeah, I'm over that though.
Yeah, yeah, I know, that's what.
Pile it on, everybody.
What did I do?
Happy Thursday.
Oh, that'll never lose its effect.
I didn't do anything. You just will say it and it just makes it mad. So that's
makes
cool.
It mad.
Makes him mad.
You wake the beast.
Wang's gonna kick your ass.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Galvin, what line would we be playing for?
I'm going to win for line 14.
Mike, count the show. Who is this?
Ray.
Hello, gay.
Ray.
Ray.
Probably.
Ray, I'm sorry. Hold on. Galvin is playing for you. I don't know. Spanish in what could be the most important sporkle of your life. What line?
May I please play for line 3?
Line 3. Hi, who is this?
Oh. No confidence in you. Whatsoever.
May as well have been a gunshot.
Line 3, hi, who is this?
Oh, wow. Two in a row. Let's go for 3.
Line 3, hi, who is this?
Dale.
Dale Spanish is playing for you and for the right to have his disgusting shirt back. Please hold. I will go for line 6. Hi, who is this?
It's Mickey.
Mickey?
Mickey.
Mickey.
Nikki.
Mickey, you're so fine. So fine, you blow my mind. Hold on, Pumpkin.
Can you hear the end?
Hold on, I'm going to win for you, just so I can watch Spanish destroy your shirt. Rob is the keeper of Sporkle. Carmen is your judge. Rob, what are we playing today? Please tell me we're playing
all
category.
Things Spanish will know.
Bon Jovi trivia?
I have an array. You pick. First, we can do... Can you name these people whose last names begin with C, given their biography channel profile?
I think we should just go with that.
Sure.
Can you name
that? That's
them?
It. Yep. That's it.
We'll just go with that.
All right.
Sweet.
First up, he has produced some of the most highly acclaimed, biggest box office hits of his era.
Cameron.
Including Aliens, Titanic, and Avatar. Galvin. He was an American baseball catcher who played for the Brooklyn Dodgers until his career was cut short as a result of an automobile accident. His first name is Roy.
Clark.
No.
Caponera.
No, but very close.
Caponero.
No. Caponella.
Oh.
Roy Caponella.
Well, the two L's are pronounced as an R.
No.
No?
He was an Algerian-born writer who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in part due to his embrace of existentialism in books like The Stranger.
Camus.
Correct. Albert Camus. Next up, a poor child from an Italian immigrant family. He rose to infamy
Coppola.
As the leader of the...
Capone.
No, Mike Calta, of the Chicago Mafia during the Prohibition era. Al Capone. Under his pen name, he was the author of the children's classics Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and Through the Looking Glass. His first name is Lewis. I'll repeat the profile again.
Charles.
No.
Coot.
No. Lewis Coot. Lewis Carroll.
Carroll.
This person was an agricultural chemist whose development of products derived from peanuts revolutionized his
Carter.
Agricultural economy. Mike Calta. You said Carver.
Carver.
Yeah, I said Carter. It's Carver.
Known as the Man in Black.
Cash.
Mike Calta.
You're never getting that shirt.
I don't want it back.
You do want it back so bad.
I don't want it back.
You feel it slipping away.
Today has been a terrible day. Thank you, everybody.
Thank yourself.
Thank yourself and your cologne and your shirts.
You guys are a bunch of jerkheads.
Healthy. A Marxist-Cuban political leader. He helped lead the Cuban
Castro.
Revolution and served as president of Cuba from 1976 to 2008. Galvin. His unique blend of impressive martial arts and screwball physical comedy has helped make him an international film
Chan.
What did Spanish say?
Chan.
Correct.
I don't think you said Chan.
I said Chang. He said Chan.
Jackie Chan was correct. With the use of mime, slapstick, and other comedic routines,
Chaplin.
The Tramp was the best-known actor and director of the silent film era. Galvin, we are halfway there.
All right. In last place.
Losing his shirt.
Losing his shirt.
He's losing his shirt. See, it works on two levels.
His Spanish with one. In second with two is Galvin. In second with three is Galvin. And winning and keeping the shirt is Mike Kelta with four.
Shirt.
He is a U.S. convicted murderer, best known for shooting and killing former Beatles member John Lennon.
Chapman.
Mike Kelta. He was an English poet who wrote the unfinished work, The Canterbury Tales.
Chaucer.
Which is considered one of the greatest poetic works in English history. Mike Kelta. A TV chef and author, she adapted complex French cooking.
Cora.
For everyday Americans.
Childs.
Galvin. Julia Childs. No, Julia Child.
Julia and Julia.
Great movie.
She is the best-selling mystery author of all time. Her characters, Miss Marple and Hercule Poirot, have been repeatedly portrayed on film. Her first name, Agatha.
Chrissy.
Mike Kelta.
All we needed was the first name.
As prime minister, he rallied the British people during World War II and led his country from the brink to defeat Spanish.
So close, like new one, but you're never gonna win.
She is an American Idol winner who went on
Clarkson.
To record.
Since you've been gone,
my shirt is gone.
There are three left in a tiebreaker.
Oh, can't be caught.
All right, yeah.
Can't get your shirt back.
Get it here. I'll do it now.
No, I want to finish this out like a champion.
All right, Spanish. You're in last with two. Galvin has four. Mike Kelta, you have eight.
What was the line? Your shirt, what?
Your shirt.
My shirt is gone.
Yeah.
Summer shirt.
A talented, troubled grunge performer.
Cobain.
He became a rock legend with his band Nirvana in the 1990s and committed suicide at his Seattle home in 1994.
It's not gonna help.
He was an ancient,
Spanish,
yeah.
He was an ancient Chinese thinker and social.
Confucius.
Galvin.
Confucius say, man who wears shirt 2 days in a row lose a stinky shirt. That's what Confucius say to you.
Oh, Confucius.
Confucius say, man who wear too much cologne stink like Mexican whore.
The final one. He is a French ocean explorer and naval officer. Mike Kelta.
You're gonna destroy your shirt for me. Don't talk to me that way.
I just want to get this over with.
Boss and everybody around.
I will
stupid.
Tell you what to do.
Your stapled shirt on.
Yeah, it is stapled.
Can I give you the tiebreaker before we finish?
Please.
She was a Polish-born French physicist, famous for her work on radioactivity and twice a winner of the Nobel Prize. Her first name, Marie.
Chastain.
No, it's Marie. Oh, I know this.
It rhymes.
Like Curry.
Yep, Marie Curry.
John Cock Toastinson.
Man who smell like dirt loses shirt.
Oh. Man who go to sleep with itchy butt. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to give this back to you because I'm your friend.
Okay. Do you want me to put it in the thing?
What thing? No, I'm giving this back to you.
I'm never going
to
wear it
because I feel like you've learned your lesson.
Oh, he has not learned his lesson at all.
He just told
we made a deal.
Stomp on it. He demanded his shirt back as soon as he lost.
Yeah. I feel like you've been through enough today.
Thank you.
And that you will never wear this shirt.
You're out of your mind.
I don't want to ever.
You're out of your mind.
Throwing it away.
No, don't throw it away. If I'm going to give it back to you, you can keep it.
What do
it.
We make deals for?
Yeah, you're a man of your word.
Yeah.
We had a
once a week. Once a week.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Take it back.
You blew it.
I knew it.
Destroy that shirt.
I knew it.
Destroy that shirt. How are you going to do it?
Shredder.
Do we have a
knife? Shredder. That scissor, I think.
Yes, cut it. Cut it right now.
Let's have a tug of war.
Yeah.
Wait, come on. Thank you for my shirt, Nick.
Cut it a little bit. And then this way you'll be able to have the tug of war from there. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
playing music for you, Spanish. Say goodbye to your shirt.
Bye, Summer.
Hold on. I got to periscope this.
This is so nice.
Hold on. Listen to me, Spanish. Can you hear this music?
Yeah.
Say goodbye to this shirt.
Bye.
Tell everybody who wasn't listening at 6 o'clock in the morning. Pick the microphone up, dummy, and tell everybody why they're destroying your shirt.
All right. So I wore that shirt 2 days in a row, even though I showered. Everybody thinks it's dirty and stinky.
Don't lie, because I swear it'll only get worse.
I'm not lying. I showered yesterday. The shirt was not washed. It has my cologne on it that everybody hates.
That you were not supposed to wear. Was that not the rule? You were not supposed to wear that cologne in here?
I was going to drink that.
It doesn't matter. Stand by, Galvin. There's only 100 people in here right now. Wait till it gets to 300, and then we'll go ahead and destroy it. Galvin's humping the shirt. Listen to me. Why is it in the crack? There's 400 people here.
Oh,
well, he's trying to win. He's trying to win the tug of war. All right, there's 500 and something people on here right now. I think that should be good enough to get started. Who got the bigger piece?
It's like the turkey bone.
Now, you know what you should do? You should take the part. No, don't throw that out yet, Rob. You should take the part that Rob put in his butt and smell it now.
Oh, why?
So you know that what we had to go through. Make him smell it, Rob.
That's nowhere near.
That's what we had to go through today.
That's not true.
I have to sleep back on. This isn't the part with my butt on it.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No, it's not.
I watched you wipe and then you're holding
it. Show everybody the sexy shirt you're wearing today.
This is my sex.
That you ripped apart like Hulk Hogan and then stapled back together.
Yeah.
Now repeat after me. I will never wear the same shirt 2 days in a row.
I will never wear the same shirt 2 days in a row.
Are you clinging to that? Like you love it so much?
There it is. It's in the trash. Gone.
Did you learn a lesson today?
Yes, I've learned many
lessons. I don't think you did.
I've learned many lessons today. I learned that I have bad hygiene. I learned that really nobody in this room likes me as a person.
Not true.
You learned that today?
Very true, yeah. people that I thought were my friends are not. And I learned that my brother gives me nice things and that other people don't want me to have. So
I love that you think that we're not your friends. If we weren't your friends, we'd be encouraging you to be a stinky, gross Mexican horse-smelling son of a bitch like you are today. And instead, we destroyed the one thing that you love the most to teach you a lesson.
Okay.
And really, the most offensive thing is the cologne.
Well,
that's the most
because
offensive.
You were told not to wear it.
I put it on the shirt yesterday. I didn't think it would carry over.
Oh, really? What did you think was going
to
happen?
I don't know. I woke up late. I just wanted to throw clothes on, and that's what happened.
Oh, you totally doused that shirt in cologne because you had to wear it. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Do not roll your eyes at me.
You just did this. You went like this.
I didn't do it. I'm telling the truth. Please believe me.
You roll your eyes like me again. I'm going to say
please.
It. I'm going to knock him out of your head.
You will knock him out of my head. I don't want to do it. I'm sorry. But please believe me. I didn't put cologne on this morning. It was from yesterday.
Why did you put so much cologne on yesterday?
Because I didn't wash the shirt. So I figured, put a cologne on it. Febreze.
Okay. So you know it's gross.
I think the cologne is nice.
So you mix cologne with Febreze?
Yes.
You're just gross.
It's hidden.
And dirty.
And dirty disgusting. Tie pit.
What are you wearing a hush tonight?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Not that shirt.
Nope. That shirt would not work for you tonight.
Yeah.
Spanish looks like a dirty Iranian, this guy just said.
Yeah, you're right.
He does. He looks like that one that they would like Photoshop with Rosie O'Donnell's head. And remember, because he had the collar all pulled open. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
The bomber, one of the guys from the 9/11.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
what
I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not one of the Al-Qaeda leaders.
Right.
That's it. That is kind of what you look like with the shirt open like that. All right. Apologize to everybody.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry that my existence is so terrible.
Say it from my heart.
I don't know. Sorry, everyone, that my shirt offended you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen, nor for any of the events that happened today. I didn't want that.
And complete this sentence. I will never
wear that same shirt 2 days in a row or wear my cologne ever again.
If I walk in here and I smell that disgusting cologne on you again.
Yes.
What is the thing?
I'm fired out in the hallway. You'll knock the eyes out of my head. All of those things are terrible. I don't want
all those things will happen.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Done.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.